Okay, Rabbi Moshe, today's daf is Yuma Daf Tes. Today we have a daf that's pretty familiar to many of you, a lot about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the first and the second, which Chataim were responsible for those destructions. So we do have things that perhaps will sound familiar to you. And again, today's shir is still B'Schus Refus Shlema for Nami Mir, Rabbi Shan Rifka Reizel, and for Shir, Rabbi Stavar Aleya. You should both see Yeshua Bekarov. So we're here at the bottom of Ches Mabez by Tinan Hassam. We just mentioned that that we call the chamber where the Kohen Gadol would go in quarantine before Yom Kippur was called the Lishkan HaParhedrin. The word Parhedrin, we said, is like officers, or like that's a type of people in charge that may be appointed by the king or whatever. So the Gemara is going to quote a Mishnah here, and at the end we'll explain, right, it'll mention Parhedrin, we're going to give it a kind of another source or another explanation as to, you know, what Parhedrin actually means. But before we get to that, we have a bit of an off-topic discussion. So Tanan Hassan, we learned that the Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Demai. Again, Demai is produce that bought from an Av Haaretz that we do not know whether he took Trumas and Maestras from it. So the case is like, the Mishnah says like this, Hanach Tomim, if you have bakers, and Rashi fills in over here that the bakers, if you looked at that one Rashi, the last Rashi on the Daf, so the bakers here basically are good people, but they buy their grain and their flour from Amei Haaretz. The farmers are Amaratim, but the bakers, where they're from, but the question is, what do they have to do to compensate? Now we have a suffix, right, about this tevua, about this grain, about the flour, whether the farmers, the Amaratim, took trumas and maestros. So what do the bakers do? So the Mishnah says, the only thing Chachamim said you have to take is trumas maestr and chal, as we'll explain in a second. Why you don't have to take any of the other matanos. Because Bishlama, and the Gemara is going to literally go through them. Bishlama, I understand Truma Gedola low. They don't have to take Truma Gedola, the Tanya, because we learned in Abraisa. There's already a couple places in Shas where the Fisha Shalach, Bechol Gvula Yisrael, Barash, Emach Rishin El Truma Gedola Bavat. That the whole Chashash here with the Amaratzim is that they're not taking Truma Samaistros. The rabbis looked into it, and the Amaratzim were only taking Truma Gedola. So we don't have to worry about Truma Gedola because everybody takes Truma Gedola. Why would they take Truma Gedola as opposed to the other ones? So Pashtus, either because Truma Gedola midaraisa, you can be Yotze Truma Gedola with one stalk, or because Truma Gedola has a greater punishment, as punishable by Misa, as opposed to Meiser, which is not. But okay, what's it called? Again, the Tevel is they would only take Truma Gedola. I don't want to keep on going on those distinctions, but Lamaisa, they would only take Truma Gedola. So they don't have to take Truma Gedola. Meiser Rishon or Meiser Ani, what about Meiser, again, 10% that goes to the Levi, and Meiser Ani, which is 10% that goes to the poor person, right, in the third and sixth year, which this year is the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, so you give Meiser Ani. So Nami Lo, they also don't have to give that. Why? Because Amot Mechaveh Olav Araya, that the proof is, the halacha is, that when a person wants to make someone else pay him money, so the burden of proof is on the person requesting the money, the person suing for the money. So here, what's going on over here? We have the Amaratz, and we don't know if they took Trumas, if they took Meiser Rishon or Meiser Ani. So that belongs either to a Levi or a poor person. But they can't prove whether the Amaratz took it or not, right? Because, again, how are you going to prove it? In the stomach, there was no access to the farmer. So it's unprovable. It's on the poor person and the Levi to prove that they're owed this money, and he can't prove it, so therefore we're not going to make the farmers pay it. It's Ala Meiser Sheni, but what about Meiser Sheni? Right, on the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, so you have to bring Meiser Sheni up to Yerushalayim. So Nefesh Uvenisku Venichlu Yerushalayim, let him just take it to Yerushalayim, right? Everybody's going three times a year to Yerushalayim. At least just separate Meiser Sheni. And let them take it to Yerushalayim. So Amar Ula said, Mitoch she parhedrin, and this is the key here, right, why we brought the story, Mitoch she parhedrin alalu chovtin osan kol yud beit chodesh, v'omrim lehen machru bezol, machru bezol. Apparently the parhedrin, the officers of the king, would, literally chovit means to beat, but it probably means just to bother, these bakers, every 12 months, apparently they would change the officers every 12 months. This is why we called it the Lishkos Saparhejin, if you remember, because the Kohen Gadol would change every 12 months. So, and they would say, they would force the bakers to sell their produce at a steep discount. For whatever reason, there was something in it for the Parhejin. As Rashi explains over here, that it was beneficial for whatever reason, maybe taxes, I'm not sure how that would work, but the taxes for the Parhedrin, they would force them to sell it very, very cheaply. So therefore, Alo Jechun Rabbanan, right, so the Rabbanan were not matriach, did not bother the farmers any further to separate Maaser Sheni, because again, they're already getting creamed on the exchange rate, already getting creamed on the prices, on the market, so they didn't want to make them lose out even more. So Gemara says just finally finishes off, this is not part of the Brisa or the Mishnah of the Gemara, but meaning it's our Gemara, right? My Parhedrin, Parsi. So what is Parhedrin? So that's also like Persian officers, right? Different type of officers, right? Rash says, Pekidei HaMelech, right? That's, I don't know why, Persian, not Persian. But officers of the king. Okay, fine. So now that we talked about that, again, we mentioned yesterday that, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, right, the Kohanim Gedolim, right, didn't necessarily live out the year. And we're talking over here about the king whose servants were kind of harassing the officers. So we go on to talk about the Averos that kind of caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So Amar Abba Bar Bechan Rav Yochanan, my dechtiv, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem Tosif Yomim, Mishnos Rishonim Tiktzarena, Yiras Hashem Tosif Yomim, what does that mean when the fear of heaven will increase days? Zev Mikdash Rishon. That's referring to the first Beis HaMikdash. Shamar Arba Meos Veser Shonim, that lasted 410 days. That's easy. If you ever need to know how long the Beis HaMikdash stood for, if you're trivia or whatever, Yom Adav Tes, it's going to list the second one as well. Right, first one, second one, right, you got it right here. 410 years. V'lo Shimshu El Yudches Kohanim Gedolim, they only had 18 Kohanim Gedolim in 410 years. Do the math, and that means each one of them lasted a very, very long time. Now, it could be that they even lasted longer, because if you look at Tosos over here, very long Tosos, which I'm just going to mention, Tosos has a gear so that it was 8 Kohanim. And if you look at the Pesukim Divrei Yomim, it could be there were 9 Kohanim, right? Okay, fine. And he plays with the numbers. It could be Tosfos says that if it was actually 9, so they counted the Kohen Gadol and his backup. Okay, either way, that's how you get to 18. Lamaisa, there were very few Kohanim Gedolim during the first Bais Rishon and Mestama because they were tzaddikim and they served for a very long time. But what the second half of the pasuk Rishon Tiktzarena? What is that? Tiktzarena? What does that talk? Ushnos Rishon Tiktzarena. What does that mean? That's referring to Zeb Mikdash Sheni. That's the second base of Mikdash. Shamad Dalad Meos Ve'es Rishona. Right, it's 10 years longer. It stood for 420 years. Veshim Shubo Yoser Mishlosh Meos Kohanim. And it was more than 300 Kohen Gedolim during these 420 years. And it was even worse than that, because Tzemihem Mem Shanim Sheshama Shimon HaTzadik, he had 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, Ushmonim, and you have the 80, Sheshama Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and Yochanan was 80 years, or you can only imagine, right, he was for a very long time. Eser, 10 years, Sheshamash Yishmael ben Pavi, that was 10 years of Yishmael. Some people say, Yud Aleph, Sheshamash Rabbi Lazar ben Charsum. So again, you're taking away, right? You had three or four of them that were tremendous tzaddikim. So Mikan Ve'ilech, Tzei V'choshuv, right? If you do the math, basically, Kol Echav Echad Lohoz Yishnaso. Basically, let's say 300, there were more than 300, and now you're left with less than 300 years. I don't know, without doing the quick math, right? For sure, the first... it's definitely less than 3, again, because it was 420, and then you have 40 Shem HaTzadik, 80 of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and a couple more, you're right, you're left with less than 300, easy. Lemaisa, all of them died within the year, right? Mestama on Yom Kippur, when they went to the Kodesh Kodashim, not sure why, again, we said yesterday that the people would pay to be the Kohen Gadol. Not sure why that was such a great tzchus, but okay, maybe people had a death wish. Am Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa, mipnei ma chorva shilo. Less known than the Beis HaMikdash, why was Shiloh destroyed? Shiloh was the Mishkan. Right? Again, the Mishkan was built in the Midbar. It came to Eretz Yisrael, lasted about 360 some odd years. I might be off on my math a little bit, but I think it was about 360, Mashkazeh. And it was destroyed by the Plishtim in the times of Eliyahu Cohen. So why was it destroyed? Because there were two sins at that time. Gilui Arayos Ubi Zion Kodshim. obviously adultery, immorality, and a disdain for the kachim, for the korbanos that were offered there. Gilui arayos, how do I know gilui arayos? Dechtir, because the pasuk says, ve'eliza kam ma'od, v'shama es kol asher yasun banav v'chol yisrael, v'ez asher yishkavun es anashim, hatzovos pesach ha'olam moed. Right? Eli was old, and he heard about everything that his sons did to Am Yisrael, and that his sons slept with women at the entrance to the ohal moed. Right? So the Gemara says, "Well, calm down. It wasn't that bad." Right? Rafa gav dam Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmanim Rabbi Yochanan. Right? The Gemara we had in Berachos, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe Shabbos nun hey. Okay, I take it back. The Gemara we had in the middle of Shabbos. Kol ha'omer bnei Eli chatu eino elatoa. If anybody says that the sons of Eli sinned, meaning they literally slept with these women and they all know it. No. Don't get crazy. It wasn't like that. But what were they doing? Mitoch shesho is kinehem. So they delayed bringing the Kan Siporim that the women would bring after they were done giving birth, right after they were done with the, let's say, right, last week's parsha, right, either 40 days or 80 days, depending on what they gave, right, they would bring a pair of birds as the korban, and only then would they be able to go back to their husbands. So since Eli and Chofni and Pinchas delayed bringing these birds, the women were delayed in going back to their husbands. So Mia Malalei and Kosev Kilu Shachum. And so the Torah said that was a serious. The Torah writes it as if they had slept with them. Obviously, they didn't. But Lamaisa, they had caused their wives not to be with their husbands even for one night. Right? That's always those shilas of Nida and other stuff is always a serious shilah. They can't just be machmir stam. Right? There's mitzvahs zonah and shalom bayis and all these things. So, certainly puruvu. Right? There's all these halachos that come into play whenever you have shilas of Nida and the like. So again, here the Gemara treats it very seriously, right? Tal says that as if the Gemara slept with the women in the Ol Moed. Oh my gosh, right? So that's what it says. But it wasn't what it actually was happening, but that was the Shilas. That's how you see that there was, right, it doesn't mean mamish that there was Gidei Arayos, but you could see that it was bad, right? That what Eli, what Chofni and Pinchas did, and that was a big problem. What Bizan Kachim? What about Bizan Kachim that they weren't treating the Kachim with seriousness? The Chetiv Pasuk says, long Pasuk, Gam Betarim Yaktiru Nezachiliv, Uva Nara Koin, Vamar Le Isha Zoveach, Tana Basar Letzalos La Koin, Velo Yikach Mimeno Basar Mevushal, Kiim Chai, Vayomer Lava Ish, Katar Yaktiru N Kiyom Achiliv, Vakach Lechama Asher Tavan Avshecha. Basically, they were pestering the Kohanim to get their meat before the service was finished, and the lemaisa, right, that was I didn't even finish the pasuk. I'm sorry. If Amar Lo, and he said to him, "Ki ata titain v'mlo lakachti bechazakar," and if you don't give it to me, I'm going to take it by force. Vati chatas hanirim gedolam meodes pnei Hashem ki natzu es hanashim es milchas Hashem. Basically, they took the korbans, the portions of the kohan, and they took before they thought it was done. So that was I took it early. So they didn't basically treat the korbanos with respect. Okay, fine. So now back to the Beis Hamikdash. Mikdash Rishon mipnei ma'charav. Why was it destroyed? So as is well known, mipnei gimel dvarim jahiubo. There were three averus in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Rishon, avodah zarah, gilui arayos, shfichas damim. The big three. Avodah zarah. How do you know? Dechtiv the pasuk says, "Bikatzar hamatz hametsa mi hatishra." My katzar hametsa mi hatishra. What does that mean? Literally means the couch is too short. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, katzar hametsa ze ha mi hishtarer alav shnei roim ke'echad. So he's saying basically because they had avodah zarah. I mean, Kosh Baruch was saying the couch is too short for two people to be here at once. Meaning, the world is not big enough for the two of us, or the room is not big enough for the two of us. Basically, Kosh Baruch Hu was saying that there was a Avodah Zarah, right, and the Kosh Baruch Hu in the Beis Hamikdash. So, Maisa, right, Hashem's like, all right, fine, if you want somebody else, I'm out of here. V'masechot Zarah mi kehit kanes. What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, kimati Rabbi Yonasan, v'haikra, when Rabbi Yonasan would get to this pasuk, bechi, he would cry. So, Amar ma'dechtiv ve kones. Kaneid mehayam nasislo masicha tzara tzara nasislo masicha now masicha tzara. Meaning about someone who says kones kaneid mehayam. It says about the Kosh Baruch Hu that he gathers the waters like it's nothing. So nasil masicha tzara. Can you imagine? Now you have an eagle masicha. You have a rival. You have a avodah zara next to him. Terrible. All right. Either way, so there's a avodah zara in the Beis Hamikdash. Gidur Reyes, Tachsev, Pazik Sev, Vayom Hashem, Yanki, Gavu, Benos Tzion, Vatelachna, Netuyos, Garon, Meshakros, Einayim, Meshakros, Meshakros, Einayim, Haloch, Vetofef, and the Gemara is going to darshan all of these lines about the daughters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Benos Tzion, about the girls, by the Jewish women. All of these things they did were inappropriate. Sorry, one second. Just yeah, okay. Okay. Yanki Gavu Benos Tzion. What does that mean? So that's Shahayu Mahalchos Aruka Betzad Kitzara. Aruka Betzad Kitzara. That the tall ones would walk next to the short ones, meaning that the tall ones wanted to stand out and get noticed by the men. Vatelachna Netuyos Garon. They stuck with their necks. They walked with their necks stuck out. Shahayu Mahalchos Bakumas Gufa. They would walk with their backs arched. Right again. In a less than appropriate manner. What would their eyes would lie, or look? I guess probably means that they were looking, right? The havu milin kochla enehen, that they were putting on this makeup that was inappropriate. Agav, this is all talking about married women, so you can see why. Again, if a woman's trying to get married, obviously she's certainly welcome to try and attract a future husband, but if you're talking about someone who's married, it's obviously all these things are inappropriate, right? Haloch v'tafef teilachna shayu mahalachas ekev b'tzad godel, that they would walk in a way. I guess times have changed, but it says that they would walk with, and they would take very short steps with their heel touching their big toe. So apparently that was an attractive way to walk, right? Obviously nowadays we have, I would imagine, different standards. Okay, over aglein teachesna, and they would poison with their feet. What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Shayim Levius Morva Afar Simon. They would bring these different perfumes and they would put them in their shoes. Ukrishmagios Eitzel Bachuri Yisrael, when they would come right next to young Jewish men, Boatos Umatizos Aleim, they would stamp and sprinkle this perfume on them, I guess. Umachisim Bun Yitzhara Ke Eris. And they would, and the Yitzhara would go into the men, right, like a poison from a snake. Like Eris Bekois, right? Bekos, right? From an angry snake. So that's how you know there was Gilui Arayos, there was immorality. Shvichus Dam, what about murder? The Chtev, because the Pasuk says, V'gam Dam Nakisha Fach, Menasha Harbe Ma'od, Ad Hashem Ileis Yushalayim, Po Lepo. Again, apparently there's a lot of bloodshed from one end of Yushalayim to the next. Or Pe Lepe, maybe. Okay, from one entrance to the next. Okay. Aval Mikdash Sheni, but the second base of Mikdash, Shayu Oskam Batorah Mitzvos, Gevinas Chasadim, right? People were, the people were Tzadikim during the second base Sheni, Mipnei Machar, why was that destroyed? Mipnei Shaisa Vos Sinas Chinam, right? As well known that it was Sinas Chinam, Landachash, Shekula, Sinas Chinam, Keneged, Shalosh Averos, Gevilu, Vodazar, Gilu, Rios, Ushvichus Damim. Right? You see that, unfortunately, Sinas Chinam is just as bad as all those three put together. Rishayim Hayu, and the Gemara says, Rishayim Hayu Elish Talu Bitchonam Vakarish Baruch. And finally, the Gemara goes back to Bais Rishon, as we're going to see, right? Asal Mikdash Rishon. Right? This is talking about the first Bais Mikdash, that Enoch and Ami, they were sinning, they were doing these three sins, right? The big three, but they still had their Bitachon and Vakarish Baruch. Talking about Mikdash Rishon. Right, the Chetiv, the Pasuk says, Roshah b'shochad yishpotu, v'kohenecha b'mechir yoru, v'nuviyah b'kesef yiksomu, v'al Hashem yishanu. Right, apparently, right, all these things, you have judges are being bribed, and you can pay the Kohanim, and the Nevi'im also will take money, but v'al Hashem yishanu. Right, still they rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Le'mor, to say, Halo Hashem b'kirbenu, lo savo aleinu ra'ah. Right, they were saying that Hashem is with us. Right, nothing bad is going to happen. We're doing all the, it was ironic, they were doing all these bad things, they knew what they were doing were bad, and they said, oh, Hashem is still with us, we'll be fine. Okay. So, lefichach, hevi aleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gimel gzeros, kenegi, gimel averos, shebi adam. So basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, he was amongst them, and then he gave them three punishments, meaning kenegi midah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Lachin biglochem tzion sodete charesh v'yishalayim iyin tiye v'harabayis lebamos yar." Right, basically, he destroyed three things: right, tzion, Yerushalayim, right, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, "One second, I understand that you destroyed the Beis Hamikdash for the first base of Mikdash for the big three, and the second base of Mikdash for Sinas Chinam, but... you're telling me everybody was great and perfect during the first bias rishon. The people were afraid of the sword, and therefore they would hit their legs right in terror, right in fear. Rabbi Elazar, elu bnei adam she'ochlem shoshim zeh zeh v'dokrin zeh zeh v'charavos. These are people who are friendly to each other. They eat and they drink together, but they stab each other in the back with their tongues. Meaning, apparently, there were people saying plenty sinas chinam. So Gemara says, no, that was only in terms of the Nisim, right? The leaders of Am Yisrael during that time. Again, I cry out because it was in my nation. But Tanya, we learn Zok v'Hillel ben Adam Yachol l'chol. You might have thought it was talking about everybody, but I'm over there. The pasuk says he b'chol nesiyei Yisrael. Right at the end of the pasuk says that it was within the princes or within the nesiyim, the leaders of Am Yisrael. That's where the sinas chinam was. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Damar Tarvaya, Rishonim shenizgalu avonam nizgala kitzam. Their first Pesach Mikdash, where their sins were revealed, meaning they're out in the open, right? The actual Maisim. So therefore, their end was also revealed, meaning it was the first Pesach Mikdash, right? The Jews were only in Galus technically for 70 years. But the second Pesach Mikdash, Shalom Nishkala Avosam, their sin was not revealed, it was not out in the open. Was in the Maisim, much harder to do tshuva, right? Because it was sinas chinam, right? Obviously, much harder to do tshuva for midos and inner hatred than actual actions. A person is easier to change his actions than his inner feeling and thoughts and his emotions. So lones gal avonam, lones gal kitzam. Right? There's a lot of agav just before I just gave that quick interpretation, but there's a lot of different interpretations, a lot of literature about exactly what this difference is between the first and second base hamikdash, what nisgale avonam and nisgale kitzam means. But okay, we'll just go with that one. So in the second base hamikdash, right, it was much more hidden, much more inner, and therefore the end of the second galus is not revealed, and sure enough, we're still in it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tovat Zipornim Shal Rishonim Mikrison Shal Achronim. The fingernails of the first people during the first Beis Hamikdash were better than the stomachs of the ones of the people in the second Beis Hamikdash. And again, the fingernail being very insignificant to a person, and the stomach obviously being very significant to the person. Right? Basically, a way of explaining how the people in the first Beis Hamikdash were far superior than the people of the second Beis Hamikdash. Amalei Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, no, Adarab, the opposite is true. Achronim Adifi, the second Beis Hamikdash people, the people at the time of the second Beis Hamikdash were better. Because Af Chazar al Achronim, because I skipped the line. Avagav Dika Shibud Malchios Akoyski Batora. Even though there's a Shibud Malchios that they were still right, the second Beis Hamikdash, they very often were under the reign of different kings, right, but still they studied Torah. Meaning Reish Lakish is basically saying the Funtzara Agra, right? According to the difficulty is the reward. That in the second time of the second Beis Hamikdash, it was much harder for them to keep the Torah. Right, the first Beis Hamikdash, right? The Jews were ruling. The ruling party in Eretz Yisrael the entire way through. Second Beis Hamikdash, they were only allowed to rebuild the second Beis Hamikdash because of Persia, the Persian king Darius. Daryavish, disputed whether it was Esther and Ahasuerus' son or not. But either way, like it was only with the good graces of the Persian king, and then obviously you had other kings that ruled over them until they were finally exiled. Right, so it was much harder for them to stay firm to learn Torah, but you see they did it. So Reish Lakish says, no, that they were the greater generation, or generations. Amar Leh said, Rabbi Yochanan, back to Reish Lakish, no, Bira Tuchiyach. The Bira, as we pointed out, Bira refers to the Beis HaMikdash, or at least Harabayis. The Bira, the Beis HaMikdash will prove it to you. She'chazra l'rishonim v'lo chazra l'achronim. Because it was the first people, the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, they got the Beis HaMikdash back. Right? 70 years later, they got a Beis HaMikdash back. But the Achronim, for the people who lived during Beit Sheni, they didn't get a Beis HaMikdash back. Right? They were still waiting. Mary Yabana Beis HaMikdash. So Shalosh Rabbi Elazar, So they asked Rabbi Elazar. Similarly, they asked Rabbi Elazar, Rishonim Gedolim or Achronim Gedolim, who was a greater generation or people, which Beis HaMikdash had greater people living in it? Amar Lahem, Tumei Nechem, Bebira, why don't you just look at the Bira, at the Beis HaMikdash, and you could figure it out. Igidami, some people say, Amar Lahem, Eidechem Bira, that the Bira, the Beis HaMikdash, is an Eid. The two Beis HaMikdash are the witnesses. Right? And that's how you can tell, right? And then, i.e., he held like the first one. Reish Lakish, I was Sakhi Biardena. Now, a story about Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was swimming in the Yarden. So, Asar Abba Bar Rechana, and Abba Bar Rechana came, V'yav L'yada, wanted to give him a hand to help him out of the water. Amale, Allah, Sinino Lechu. Hashikosh Baruch Hu, Allah, right? Kosh Baruch Hu, Sinino Lechu. I hate you guys. I mean, he was, Rabbi Baruch Hanna was from Bavel. Because the Pasuk says, Imchomahi, Nivna Allah, Tiras Kesef. Right? If you're a wall, so then we'll build with it through with silver. Vimdeles, he, and if it's a door, so Natura Allah, Luach Eris. Then we'll make it into a wall, into a panel of wood. Meaning, what does that mean? If you would have made yourselves like a wall, the Alisim Kulcham Bimei Ezra, and everybody would have come to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel in the times of Ezra, so then Nimshaltim Kekesef. Then I would have compared you, the Pasuk says, I would have compared the Jews to silver. Shein Rekev. Shein Rekev Sholipo, that doesn't rot, that doesn't deteriorate, that doesn't depreciate. But Achsha, but now Shalitim Kedalsos, now that you guys came from Bavel back to Eretz Yisrael like a door, meaning that's like open and closed. I mean, it didn't really. It's not a permanent thing. Open and closed, right? Some come, some don't. So then Shaltim Ke'erez, and then you're compared to a cedar wood, Rasha Sharekev Sholipo, that does certainly decay. My Erez, what do you mean? A cedar? Samar Ula Sasmagor. That apparently a cedar is affected by a Sasmagor, is a worm. That's what Rashi says. Shame tolas. Okay, it's a maysa smugger. So Gemara says, what is that? Amar Rabbi Abba, baskol. It's talking about a baskol that was left for Am Yisrael. Right? It's like a baskol is like a distant, how do you call it? Like a shell of its former self. Right? It's like the Tanya, like within the Reisa, Mishameso Neviim Achronim, when the Neviim Achronim die, Chagi Zechari Malachi, so Nistalka Ruch HaKodesh Mi Yisrael. There's no more Ruach HaKodesh, but by Dayan HaYimishtamshim HaBaskol, right, it's like a shell of its former self. He still had a Baskol as a shell of its former self, just like the worm, this worm that burrows into the cedar. So you have the remnants, you have the hole that's left. Right, it's like that's like the Baskol that's left from the Ruach HaKodesh. So basically what he says is that the difference that it's unfortunate that the people in Bavel, if you know the history, right, Ezra went back to build the Beis HaMikdash, and like nobody came with him. Right? Everybody was happy in Gullus, everybody was happy in Bavel, let's just stay here. We don't have to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So Reish Lakish, right, so he yelled at Rav Chana, and he said, listen, Kosh Baruch Hu hates you guys. Why didn't you come build the Beis HaMikdash when you had an opportunity? You had an opportunity to come to Eretz Yisrael, and you didn't take it. So Reish Lakish said, I'm not interested in your help. Like, get your hand out of here. So Gemara says, just to finish up the story, Reish Lakish, me mishdoi v'hadi rabba v'vachana. One second. Forget the Gemara asking why he didn't take his hand. The Gemara says, why did Reish Lakish even talk to Rabba v'vachana? Because as the Gemara is about to point out, Reish Lakish was famous for not talking to anybody in public. Unless he was an unbelievable tzaddik. And obviously Rabbi Rav Chana was a tremendous tzaddik, but apparently not on a level, not good enough. As the Gemara says, Umar Rabbi Elazar demara de Ariz Yisrael hava. Rabbi Elazar was the mara, which literally means the master, right? He was probably the god of the door, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael. Lo hava mishtar Reish Lakish b'hadya, b'hedya. And Reish Lakish would not talk to him. He would not talk to him. Apparently, Rabbi Elazar was still big stuff, but he would not. He still would not talk to him. Again, this is a couple places in Shas talks about that. That Reish Lakish would talk to people in private, but not in public. So it could be that because of his history, because of Reish Lakish, if you remember, was a thief, and Rabbi Yochanan converted him to be a tzaddik. So he was nervous to be in bad company, just like he was when he was a thief. So he didn't talk to anybody in public. In private, right? The Yeshua obviously talked in Torah, I'm sure. Right? He didn't learn from nobody, right? But in public, he wouldn't talk to anybody. So certainly, if he didn't talk to Rabbi Elazar, demand the mishtarish luggage by edge of a shug yavule iska below sadi, because there was a rule that anybody knew that if somebody saw Rabbi Yochanan talk, or if somebody saw Rish Lakish talking to somebody in the marketplace, they would immediately do business with that person without any edim. Right? I mean, you didn't have to worry about that person. That person was a tzaddik, yisod olam, and would never cheat them in business. So they would do business with them even without witnesses. So if you wouldn't even talk to Rabbi Lazar, so you think Rish Lakish would talk to Rabbi Rechana? No chance. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rav Papa, yeah, you're right. Shadi gavra beinayu, right? So yeah, shadi means to throw, but it means put someone else in there. Meaning the story could not have happened as is. O Reish Lakish hava uziiri. Either it was Reish Lakish and Ziiri who was on the level, and Reish Lakish did talk to him, or Rabbi Rechana hava Rabbi Elazar, or Reish Lakish was not involved at all, and it was Rabbi Rechana and Rabbi Elazar who was in the water instead of Reish Lakish. Okay, we'll stop here. I will say, and we'll fight in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.